You're listening to Podcasting Made Simple. I'm your host, Alex Sanfilippo. For this episode's guide and resources, please visit podpros.com/219. And now, let's get to the episode.
What is black and white and red all over? Nope, not a newspaper. Hi, I'm Tori Shira, and I'm going to share with you what, instead of a newspaper, is red all over these days. A press release. Now, that may be a term that you're familiar with, or you may not be familiar with it at all. So I'm going to tell you why you need to write a press release, what it's going to include, and who you need to send it to for your podcast so you can share your podcast with multiple media outlets that is for your target audience. So here we go. Ivy Lee created the first press release in 1906 when he was sharing information about a railroad accident on the Pennsylvania Railroad. Now, why do we still use press releases 100 plus years later? Because it is a great way to share information and exactly what they need to know in a concise format and being able to spread it in lots of places all at once. But what is it exactly? It's just an official statement that gives information to media outlets. That's it. And you can send it. Why do you want to send it first? It brings you and your podcast exposure. And isn't that the idea? You have an idea. You're sharing that on your podcast week in, week out. You're doing the hard thing. Now, isn't it time that you get your target audience help on finding you? If they don't know to look for you, then they're not looking for you. It also gives you authority in your industry, not just the industry that your podcast is about, but the podcast industry. It is an official statement. It is a professional looking statement. And believe it or not, you don't have to be professional to write one or share one. I know for a fact that I wrote my press release for my podcast in my sweatpants, and you can too. It also allows you to distribute information about your podcast to multiple media sources. So we're talking the newspapers, the magazines, TV stations, radio stations, all of those outlets want to know about what members in their community, members in their area, or members in their industry are doing. And so now it's time for you to give them the information. So what do you include in a press release? I'm going to give you my secret formula. Google it. I'm not kidding, you guys. I had no experience in writing a press release, but I Googled press release template and hundreds and thousands of results came up on different templates. And while you'll have to weed through Google and find out which template you want to use or what looks best to you, it's going to give you examples and what a press release looks like. Because there are different formats that you should use, brackets, the outline of it. But I'm going to go through some of that with you right now so you know what information you're going to be including in your template. In your press release. First and foremost, your contact information is going to go in the upper left-hand corner of your press release. We're talking name, your podcast name, your website, your email address, and wait for it, your phone number. Yes, scary, I know, but somebody actually may want to call you once they get your press release to ask you a couple of questions on, tell me more about it. Let's schedule an interview. Let's schedule a TV interview. The phone number is key because people want to have conversations. I know you're good at a conversation because you have a podcast. So put your phone number on there. You want to include an intention-getting headline. Think a hook. It doesn't have to include your podcast name, but what is it that's going to get them to want to read the next couple of paragraphs about your podcast and why their listeners, their subscribers need to know about your podcast? Now, unlike an article, an essay, you're going to want your introduction paragraph to be the most important. This is the meat. This is the who, what, when, where, why, how information. and you want to put it all out there fast, because if that's the only paragraph that they read, that's the good stuff that you want them to know. Lead with those details. Now, when it comes down to the body paragraphs, the paragraphs 2, 3, it's not going to be much longer than a page. It shouldn't be longer than a page. You're going to include in those paragraphs the background information, why you started the podcast, or, you know, a little bit about your background and why you're in the industry that you're in, why it matters to their readers to know about you. The other really great thing to include in the body paragraphs are good quotes from you. Now, it's going to be a little bit weird, but you're going to write this press release in third party. You're your own publicist, okay? You're your own public relations team. So talk yourself up good and make a good couple of quotes, because what if only the information they use is simply from your press release? Give them a couple of quotes to use that you want. You get to control the information and the narrative here. So make sure that they are good, meaty quotes, and that's going to make their readers, their listeners, their audience want to find you when they plug your information. Now, the last thing you want to give them is a call to action. Much like how we close out our podcasts, much like how we are supposed to have call to actions on our social media reels and posts and all the things, this is the same thing. You're going to want to tell them how to get in touch with you. You're going to tell them where to listen to your podcast, and you're going to tell them to share it with their listeners. But make it a good call to action, because you're telling them what to do with the information that you've given them. Now, who do you send it to? I guess that's kind of the important part, right? Do you send it to your mom, your dad, your sister-in-law? Well, do they listen to your podcast? If not, maybe. But you're going to send your press release to everyone in your niche market. So what's your podcast about? Who's your ideal listener? Is there a magazine that's for your ideal listener that they would probably be a subscriber to or getting in the mail every single month? Then you're going to send it to that magazine. You're also going to send it to maybe a local newspaper. They want feel-good stories. They want to know what their community is doing. So why not send it to your community newspaper, your neighborhood newspaper, your bigger city? Newspapers are always looking for information and stories. That's a lot of paper, a lot of pages that they got to fill up. And if they could do a story on a local podcaster, podcasting is an up-and-coming industry. And while we know that it's vibrant and full and big, with over 2 million to 6 million podcasts out there, a lot of people may have never even listened to a podcast. So this gives them something new to share with their audience as well. Now, this one's a little scary, but send it to local TV stations. Again, the internet is going to be your best friend here. So find your local TV station's websites. I'm talking the major market that's right there. I live in Kansas City, so I Googled Kansas City news stations. And then you go to their websites and you find the contact us page, and you go through and you jot down every single one of those news anchors' email addresses. Copy that information into a spreadsheet. And in that spreadsheet, you're going to write down what the outlet was. TV station. It's my Fox News channel. Here's an anchor's name. Here's their email address. I'm going to tell you why the spreadsheet's important in a minute. And then you're going to write down every single one of those anchors, those reporters, every single one of them down. Then you're going to go to the next news station and you're going to do that again. Then you're going to do that for radio stations as well. Find the DJs. Who has a morning show? They're looking for people and guests on their radio stations too. So find local radio stations. And again, you're going to want to keep track of what kind of outlet it is, the name, the radio station or station, and then their email address. Now that you've got that spreadsheet, you are going to send a copy of your press release to each and every one of them. Yep. Doesn't matter that six of them all work for the same news station. Six of them all work for the same radio station. Because what if they're not the person that can make the decision? And instead of forwarding the email to the person that they can make the decision, they just ignore it altogether. Or maybe their inbox is so overflowing that they never even find your email, or it hits their spam, but it doesn't hit this reporter's spam email. So that's why you're going to send it to each and every one. And in the email body, you're just going to introduce yourself, share a little bit about your personality, and make it from you. While it doesn't have to be, while the press release is more from a third party, more from the publicist, the PR team, the email from you is from you. So make that engaging, because if you don't make that engaging, nobody's going to want to open the attachment. Then I want you to jot down in that spreadsheet the date that you send it to them. Okay. And I'll tell you why here in a second. When do you send this? Well, every chance you get. Are you launching a podcast? Do you have a special episode, a new season, a big guest that you're having? Are you hitting a big milestone? 100 episodes, 50 episodes? Gosh darn, you just hit 25 episodes. Or downloads. Wow, you've got 10,000 downloads, or you've got 100,000 downloads. Or let's say that now you're an international podcast because people all over the world are listening to your podcast. So you can have any multiple one of those reasons to send a press release. It's really up to you and what side you want to market. Then, now that you've got your reason of why, like, big local podcast hits 10,000 downloads, then you've sent an email to each one of those newspapers, magazines, TV stations, radio stations, and you've got your spreadsheet of all of those contacts. The next thing I want you to do is when you jot down the date of you originally sent that email, if you hear back from them, great. Follow up. And whether they decline or whether they say, hey, let's set up an interview, or they call you, jot all of that information down. And if you don't hear from them, this is what you're going to do. You're going to send them a follow-up email 1 week later. And if you don't hear from them after that email, you're going to send them a follow-up email 1 month later. You're going to make tweaks on your podcast or on your press release. You're going to make tweaks on your email body that you've sent them. You're going to make small changes, but you're going to email them again. And if you don't hear from them for that month, do it 3 months later, and then do it 6 months. Keep emailing them. Why not? Again, I already told you, maybe the reason that they didn't see your email, it went to spam, they were on break, or on break, Ross, Rachel, anybody? they were on vacation. Who knows? But maybe they didn't even see it. So keep sending it until they finally tell you, no, thank you. Or this is the, if she's going to keep sending me this email, I'm going to tell her who she needs to send it to, because I can't make that decision. So the squeaky wheel gets the grease, you guys. That is why you need to be the squeaky wheel in this. So I hope that this helps you get a better grasp of a press release and how it is free marketing for you. And you get to show up as a professional and be your own PR team and get your podcast out there to your ideal listeners every single week and every single episode.
If you enjoyed this episode, please visit podpros.com/219. Then share the link with one person that you believe it would add value to. Until next time, thank you for listening.